From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and presidential politics is where we're going to begin this hour, specifically the politics of expectations. We're going to hear about one frontrunner who's working to solidify her position. We'll also talk about a candidate who was a frontrunner and is now trying to get that designation back. In a few minutes, we'll check in on Republican Senator John McCain. His campaign has hit some rough spots and has slipped from frontrunner status. First, Senator Hillary Clinton. Based on polls, money, and endorsements, she's out in the lead of the Democratic field. She's also been praised for her performances in recent debates. Senator Clinton does have her vulnerabilities, but she's working on those too. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, she's using humor in the process.
While Senator Clinton hasn't become the prohibitive frontrunner she once hoped to be, blowing away the competition with her fundraising or poll numbers, her position as the leader of the Democratic field has not yet been threatened. This winter, the Clinton campaign sometimes seemed rattled by the phenomenal rise of Barack Obama, but now her campaign is confident enough to begin attacking her own weaknesses instead of her rivals. Task number one is her image, as she said on NPR's Morning Edition.
Let me introduce myself to you, really. You may think you know about me, but I may be the most famous person you know very little about.
What many people think they know about Clinton is that she's tough, smart, and hardworking, but also ambitious, calculating, or overly scripted. Her advisors say that's not the real Hillary, and they're looking for ways to highlight other parts of her personality. At town meetings in Iowa and New Hampshire, Clinton can come off as warm and engaging. She's been reminding audiences that she was raised in the Midwest, as she puts it, by a middle-class family in the middle of America in the middle of the last century. At a recent forum on faith and politics, she was self-deprecating and funny.
What do you ask God for?
Well, it depends upon the time of day. And, you know, sometimes I say, oh, Lord, why can't you help me lose weight?
Not every attempt to connect works out. At a civil rights commemoration in Selma, Alabama in March, Senator Clinton quoted a hymn shifting into a folksy Southern drawl that was applauded by the crowd but widely mocked on the Internet.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from.
Recently, Senator Clinton opened herself up to the uncontrollable world of the Internet when she started an online contest to choose her campaign song. Then she made a video that included a sampling of the less than favorable reactions to the contest that were posted on YouTube. Clinton's video has been viewed more than 500,000 times.
I'm so gratified that all of you thought this was such a wonderful idea.
This is ridiculous.
Insulting.
Stupid.
Disappointing.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So keep voting at HillaryClinton.com.
Don Van Natta is the co-author of Her Way, one of the recently published books about Hillary Clinton.
You know, Senator Clinton is doing everything in her power to be down to earth and to connect with people. Her strategists say she has to do that. She has this image of being brittle and aloof and a tough nut to crack. And this song contest is really an attempt at sort of trying to have some fun with the campaign.
All presidential campaigns want to deepen voters' understanding of their candidate, and we're certainly doing that.
Mandy Grunwald has been the Clintons' media consultant since 1992.
I think the fundamental message of our campaign is that we think America is ready for change and that Hillary's the one who's ready to lead. And that has to do with having the kind of experience she has to start solving problems from day one. But, you know, who you are is also important, not just what you'll do. And those people who know Senator Clinton well know she's got a great sense of humor.
Grunwald has her work cut out for her. Although Clinton has consistently led polls of Democrats nationally and in all the early states except Iowa, she still has the highest negatives of anyone running for president. And she's polarizing. Polls show roughly the same number of people view her favorably as unfavorably, and hardly anyone has no opinion. So while other candidates have to fill in a blank slate, Hillary Clinton has to change minds. And she still has her 2002 Iraq war vote to deal with. Although, as Don Van Natta points out, she's moved steadily to the left on the war, solving some of the problems she had with the activist base of her party.
She has, on her Iraq vote, successfully put herself in a place where she says it's George W. Bush's war, not my war, so people won't talk about her 2002 war authorization. She only wants to talk about her current position, that she's vowed to end the war as her first act as an American president in January 2009.
Van Natta's book calls attention to one aspect of Clinton's justification for her war vote that received little attention at the time. During the debate in October of 2002, Clinton said this on the Senate floor.
Now, I believe the facts that have brought us to this fateful vote are not in doubt. In the 4 years since the inspectors left, intelligence reports show that Saddam Hussein has worked to rebuild his chemical and biological weapons stock, his missile delivery capability, and his nuclear program. He has also given aid, comfort, and sanctuary to terrorists, including Al-Qaeda members.
Senator Clinton went on to say that there is, quote, apparently no evidence of his involvement in the terrible events of September 11th. But she went further than any other Democrat to echo the Bush administration's suggestion of an Al-Qaeda-Saddam Hussein link. But this has not become an issue on the campaign trail. No other candidate has raised it. An indication, perhaps, that the political figure who's weathered more attacks than any other may, for the moment, finally be getting a free pass. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.